The Georgian Good Food Box, GGFB, celebrates 22 years of bringing affordable, local produce to the Collingwood area this April. As a nonprofit organization, the GGFB relies on volunteers. They meet at the Collingwood Legion on the third Wednesday of every month to pack and deliver quality produce to customers. Founder Mark Redmond noted that the $21 for an order is still remarkably cheaper than grocery store prices. Every box includes four staples: 10 pounds potatoes, 2 pounds carrots, 2 pounds onions, and 3 pounds of apples, plus a random assortment of others. "It takes a lot of volunteers to do it, and they come without being reminded each month," said GGFB Vice Chair Joan Leonard. On March 19, the team unloaded, packed, and reloaded 10,000 pounds of produce within 3 hours. Over 300 boxes were for the Collingwood location alone. Other locations include Stayner and Wasaga Beach. "To think that by 1 o'clock it will all be in people's fridges," said Mary Lou Dunn. In 2002, Redmond was on a committee assessing social services. He was heartstruck by the growing need for access to affordable, quality produce. From a large farming family himself, Redmond said he grew up with healthy food at the dinner table. "Not everyone has what they need to do well, and food to me is a basic thing," he said. With help from Dominic Sanfilippo, of Sanfilippo Wholesale, and eager volunteers, Redmond established the GGFB in 2004. Anyone can order from the Good Food Box, as there are no conditions required to be met. "I'm blessed to be around all these people, and I didn't do anything remarkable," said Redmond, who suspects over 80 volunteers make it happen every month between the three locations. "When he came up with it, I said we'll try and see how it goes. I didn't think it was going to last over 20 years," said Sanfilippo, laughing about how much the GGFB has grown. "Without Sanfilippo, there is no Good Food Box. Dominic does not charge us for his time," said Leonard. "You work with what you've got," said Sanfilippo, who leverages a budget with what is available, sourcing as much locally as possible. With tariffs and economic uncertainty in mind, he foresees apples becoming a challenge. "Since many chain stores are stocking more Canadian products, they're going to dry up the market a lot quicker," he explained. Sanfilippo crunches numbers and acquires quality produce, but Mark is the backbone. He just has it in his heart to see it go forward," he said. "I am over the moon with the volunteers," said Redmond. One of those volunteers is Shah Muhammad. He and Redmond deliver produce to nearby schools for the student nutrition program. Muhammad describes the delighted faces of school kids when they arrive with fresh fruit. "We all work together like a big family," he said of the GGFB volunteers. "The people here are so nice to work with," said Paul Forbes, who knows the sorting and packing systems well after 12 years. "This is an amazing machine," said Dunn as packages are reloaded for delivery. "There are a variety of tasks for volunteers to do, depending on capabilities." Leonard said they don't turn anyone away and minimal requirements include either standing and moving your arms or reading. "Thinking about the future of the organization, some members are concerned about its longevity. They wish to attract younger volunteers from the community." Leonard jokes that, with many retired women on the team, it's often a blessing when they see a strong, young person interested in helping out. About a year ago, Sean McCallum sought a place to volunteer. Taking business management in college with a desire to facilitate a greenhouse of his own, he found a connection with the GGFB and appreciates that local produce goes to families who wouldn't otherwise afford it. "I love the people here, and it's only once a month, so it's the least I can do," he said of the 45-minute trip he makes to volunteer in Collingwood. "Eating healthy is not easy," said Robert Pierce, one of the 27 volunteer drivers on March 19. "For what you get, it would cost a lot more in a grocery store," he said. Pierce started volunteering for the GGFB in 2019, when COVID forced the organization to restructure. Using his own vehicle, he spends from 30 to 45 minutes delivering depending on the number of orders. "This is what we should do, help neighbors," said Muhammad, smiling as he tied a bag of produce. Since its inauguration, the GGFB has packed over 91,000 boxes. More information about the Georgian Good Food Box, to place and order or to volunteer, can be found at www.ggfb.ca.